Regaining House, Democrats Push to Steer Agenda by Cheryl Gay Stolberg and Julie Hirschfeld Davis. America will get its first taste of divided government under President Trump this week when a Democratic House tries to wrest control of the political agenda from Mr. Trump, who appears determined to keep the focus on border security, immigration, and his big, beautiful wall. After the midterm elections ushered in the most diverse freshman class in history, House Democrats intend to put a spotlight on the issues that worked well for them during the campaign, diminishing the influence of the wealthy and connected, expanding voting rights, lowering prescription drug costs, and passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Mr. Trump on the defensive in presiding over a federal government that remains partially closed is trying to stomp on that message. On Tuesday, as the government shutdown was in its 11th day, Mr. Trump invited congressional leaders of both parties to a briefing on border security Wednesday afternoon. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, said on Tuesday night that Mr. Trump would attend. It would be the first visit by Democratic leaders to the White House since December 11, when the president told Representative Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer he would be proud to shut down the government for border security. Mr. Trump appeared to make a gesture of peace ahead of Wednesday's meeting. Border security and the wall thing and shutdown is not where Nancy Pelosi wanted to start her tenure as speaker, he said on Tuesday on Twitter. Let's make a deal. Just what deal Mr. Trump had in mind was not clear. While Ms. Pelosi has repeatedly signaled she would like to find a compromise that would allow the government to reopen, she has also made it clear that a wall cannot be part of any such deal, whether or not that leads to a messy start to her speakership.